Red Film Radio.
Red Film Radio.
Interview.
Interview.
Our first guest on this episode of the Big Fret Tuesday is David Martinez, who is the festival producer of the Raindance Film Festival, which takes place annually in London. And it's certainly one of the most important, if not the most important, independent film festival in the world. So, David, welcome to the show.
Hello, Matt. Thanks for the invitation.
Well, David, it's been a while since we at Fred Film Radio have covered the Raindance Film Festival in London. And so would you be able to maybe tell us a bit about it? Just a little introduction, I guess, for those who are not familiar with it.
Yes, absolutely. So the Raindance Film Festival is a London-based festival, and we promote independent cinema from the UK and around the world. The festival was founded in 1993, so this is our 28th edition. We're a completely non-for-profit festival. We don't receive any public funding. We purely exist for the love of art and to promote emerging talent, to discover new voices and to nurture the next generations of filmmakers.
And it's quite an important showcase for independent filmmaking. I understand that it's also recognized by the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences of the United States, and of course BAFTA as well, and so on. Is that correct?
It is indeed. I mean, we've been around for nearly 30 years, and luckily we've been able to sustain the level, and we increase every year organically. This year we close with nearly 10,000 submissions from all over the world, which is actually more than Toronto did, which explains the kind of international brand that the festival has. And this is thanks to, of course, all of our followers and filmmakers around the world carrying the independent flag. And yes, indeed, the festival is recognized by the AMPAS in the US. We have three qualifications on. So the winners for Best Film of the Festival, Best Animated Short, and Best Documentary Short, they get qualified for the long list at the Oscars. And we're also recognized by BAFTA and, of course, by BIFA, which is our sister company, the British Independent Film Awards. So all the British films, they get automatically qualified for a BIFA in the UK.
And aside from feature films and shorts, is it true that there is a strand dedicated to VR as well?
Yes, indeed. And we are actually celebrating the fifth anniversary of the Raindance Immersive section. It used to be called Raindance VR, but of course, like, the medium has changed a lot. That our curator, Maria Rakusinova, who's she's been helping us to elevate the level of this specific strand. So Raindance Immersive is celebrating 5 years. This year we have more than 40 experiences. We normally have 30, and we have it beautifully installed in an art gallery sort of activation in the South Bank in London, where you can just walk in and visit the station of each experience and just completely immerse yourself. We believe in the medium, even though in the beginning film festivals were not believing that there could be actual narrative in VR. There is, and we've proven that, and we are supporting those creators that they show us that this new medium is another way of storytelling, basically. So we are the first and so far the only festival that provides 10 different awards for VR experiences.
That's very interesting. Generally speaking, though, if we can kind of come to this year's edition, this is kind of, these are difficult times that we're living in. And I was wondering how Raindance has been impacted by the coronavirus pandemic.
Oh, really harshly, to be honest. But nonetheless, we've managed to navigate the challenges. Every year at Raindance is a challenge. I mean, this is just for us yet another challenge. As I initially explained, we are non-for-profit and we don't receive governmental support, which means that we eat what we hunt, essentially. But every year we manage to get to be approached or to reach out to the right supporters, sponsors, partners, that they help us, that they believe in the brand. And not just that, is the industry support. Each year we have amazing guests that they just come organically. I remember my first festival in 2012. Alan Rickman just showed up, literally uninvited, asking if he could grab a seat at the back of the cinema because he wanted to watch the opening film. So it's this kind of beautiful moments at Raindance that we embrace, because it does give us validation that the local industry and companies, sponsors, they do believe in what we're doing. So the pandemic obviously has represented a big challenge for us. Firstly, financially, because the sponsors, they sadly had to decline and to hold their participation until 2021, which of course we completely understood. But it was never a plan for us to cancel or to postpone the festival. Luckily, we pushed the festival back a month later, because we're normally end of September, but being at the end of the festival run, it allowed us to study and to highly respect the festivals that were first hit by the pandemic. No, we have the Miami Festival that they had to cancel in the middle of the festival. We had CPH Docs that they managed to put the entire festival online in less than 48 hours. So that learning gave us the confidence that we didn't have to cancel or to postpone. Like, we had to deliver a festival purely because we owe it to our filmmakers and to our followers, because we received so many submissions by then, and we kept receiving submissions. So we're like, okay, the show will go on and we will find a way. No. So soon, like, the team came together, and we have this independent spirit, as if, well, we're going to make it happen no matter what. No. So we found a way to take the festival as a virtual engagement. And by doing that, we partner with a company called Shift 72, a New Zealand-based company that they've helped many festivals, including Toronto, South by Southwest, CPH Docs, Vision du Real, Sundance, London, to have a festival experience, meaning that all the films in the festival will have a premiere. Some of them, they will have a video on demand option, meaning that for the duration of the festival, you can watch these films. Each single film at the festival will have a Q&A, either live or pre-recorded. So we wanted to recreate an experience to our visitors. It's not just a fancy collection of films, because the last thing we wanted to do is to have a fancy YouTube playlist for lovely films. We said, like, we need to make it an experience. And also, of course, our industry sessions, which are also a very important section in the festival, they're going to be done remotely. And we have networking events via Zoom. And also for the VR creators, we have VR chats in which you can create your own avatar and join a world virtually and chat with your other peers, with the other VR creators. So we found a way to keep an engagement, and most importantly, to expand our audiences this year. Because we said, like, okay, guys, let's look at the positive side. We're going to be able to reach out not only audiences all around the United Kingdom, but also international audiences. And that's our best takeaway this year.
Would you be able to remind our listeners the date of Raindance 2020?
So the festival will run from the 28th of October to the 7th of November.
Right. And where is it accessible from?
So if you're based in the United Kingdom, you can have the All Access Pass, which means that you have access to the entire program that we have curated for this year, including the feature films, the shorts, the industry panels, and the VR experiences. If you are based outside of the UK, you can have an international pass, which will give you access to the majority of the shorts. Like 98% of the shorts are available globally, and all the industry sessions, and of course all the VR experiences, the VR will be available worldwide as well.
And I guess there would be so much to say about the program, but, you know, as the festival producer, have you noticed prevailing themes for this year's selection? Or if you were asked to sort of define characteristic traits of this year's Rain Dance program, what would be your answer?
Well, we had, as soon as the last festival finished, we have meetings to sort of come up with a theme or a focus. Last year, our response to Brexit was having Europe as a special guest continent, for example, and focus on emerging female European filmmakers to showcase them at the festival. That was last year's focus on response to Brexit. And this year, is still a big year for environmental causes here in England. I don't know if it's the same internationally, but the initial brief for the festival was a sort of a protest about the times that we're living in, these politically troubled times in a world that we need to focus on our environment. Then became Black Lives Matter. So this year was initially to be a protest on many levels. And that's the beauty of being an independent festival and not reporting back to the government. We can really do whatever the hell we want. And that's a beauty. That is a beauty. And our sponsors, they stand with us, so no one edits the festival or no one comments on anything. Because they cannot. So this year, of course, like during the pandemic, we said, well, the protest will carry on. No, like now more than ever, we need to protest against many things that are happening in the world and give certainty to our filmmakers, because we were also during pandemic fighting against, isolation and mental health in the creative industries. So what we did was, on our Instagram, for example, every day at 1 p.m., we had a live chat with special guests. And then we invited people from the public, our followers, just to join our founder, Elliot, for a 30-minute chat. And it became like a bit of like a helpline for filmmakers, which was beautiful. So during the pandemic, of course, like my whole team was working remotely. But soon we found 9 amazing strands. Most of them, they prevailed from last year's festival. So the strands that we have this year include queer films, female gaze for films produced or focused on female subject matters. We have Dirty World to talk about environmental films. We have Sonica talking about, these are music documentaries. We have Politico. These are predominantly documentaries talking about politics and social matters and human rights. We have absurdities like quirky comedy. We have Generation Z for coming of age films. So we have 9 different strands that help us give a different look for the films and for everyone to know that there's a bit for everyone, basically.
Are there many countries represented within the program too?
Yes, there are. Even though we had to reduce our program, we normally have 80 features or more. This year we limited to 50 features and 120 shorts and 40 VR experiences. But yes, normally like, this year we have more than 50 countries represented. Yes.
And are there any individual titles that you feel like highlighting from the program?
Yes, indeed. I mean, we're very excited to be opening with a new David Bowie biopic called Stardust, which is definitely a highlight for us. It's starring Johnny Flynn. Yeah, and we're very excited. I mean, such a an icon in the British culture, and we're opening with the new biopic, so it's gonna be amazing. We managed to have 8 live events in the UK within regulations, which is also,
so that means physical events, right?
Physical events, okay. Yeah, in-person events. Obviously, following COVID regulations and guidelines and the social distance, of course, because the main thing is to keep the safetiness of our guests. So yes, we're closing the closing film at the festival is an Irish American co-production called Here Are the Young Men, with the guy from 1917 Chapman, who's coming to the festival. We have another British film called Nuclear, with the other guy from 1917, who's also joining for a Q&A. We have a film starring Jude Law, who's coming to the festival, and Jude Law and Sally Hawkins are going to receive, last year was Olivia Colman. So we have in-person events with both of them, which we're really excited. And with the Jude Law event, we also have confirmed The Who playing acoustic set for us.
What The Who?
Exactly. What The Who? Yeah, The Who. Precisely. An acoustic set is going to be just three songs, acoustic. But yeah, these are the sort of things that you can find at Rain that is like really random, sporadic, and...
That's unbelievable. mind is blown. You're really happy at The Who, you know. But yeah, it sounds like an amazing lineup, and there's a lot going on. If we could just temporarily return to the industry strand, which you mentioned earlier, I guess a similar question to what I asked you about the program of the features and shorts and VRs that are presented. Are there, in terms of the panels and the events of the industry section, are there any prevailing themes?
Well, the industry program predominantly reflects the artistic program. So we have conversations about environmental films, as in how filmmakers can be actually advocates for environment and how the power of film in this aspect. We have talks about diversity and inclusivity that will predominantly talk about our female strands, the queer strand, Black Lives Matter. We have conversations about mental health. So the main theme of the industry program is film beyond 2020. So all the conversations will go around this new normality, but in a positive way. As in, what have we learned from this time? And moving forward, what's going to be the next strategy for the industry? So we have conversations about online streaming. Like, they are not the enemies. They're actually here to help us. And that's the way that festivals and films have managed to prevail. We're going to talk about e-casting. We're going to talk about remote producing. We're going to talk about, environment, that somehow this is going to be the greenest festival we've ever hosted, because we're not traveling anyone and we're not printing anything. So we're reaching out audiences that, because they didn't have the means, or because they had, access issues or mobility issues, somehow we were not able to cater them in the past, but now we are. So we're trying on the industry side to have a positive note on how the industry is moving forward.
So, I mean, given the status of the Raindance Film Festival, it is quite important, I feel, that especially for independent filmmakers and upcoming filmmakers, that Raindance was able to put an edition together. I don't know how you feel, but it is kind of an important statement, I guess.
Yes. So every year we change our tagline. This year our tagline is, there is no stopping us. As in, I invite you and your audience to have a look at this year's trailer. Every year we commission a special trailer, and this year encapsulates our feeling. You will see, like, it's a 2-minute short. It's an amalgam of stories of how Londoners they've been living the lockdown and the pandemic, but then it will turn into a positive note about how cinema unites people even through these difficult times. And that's the message: there is no stopping us.
Do you feel that cinema does unite people?
Oh, absolutely. Of course, absolutely. It's a medium that unites. Ideally, as a film festival, we miss the human interaction. We meet the networking. We meet that's the beauty of a film festival. However, this year we need to understand the other positive, no? Like we're reaching out not just Londoners, the entire United Kingdom. So from the Highlands all the way to Brighton and internationally, like every corner of the world will be able to watch our shorts and our industry sessions. And most importantly, and I haven't mentioned this, selling passes with a very, very reduced rate. Our all access pass in the UK is, £20. And internationally is £14. However, this pass will give you access to industry, because that's the only way that we're going to monetize the festival this year. But important decision in the festival was that we wanted to offer our film content for free. So everyone can access our feature films and shorts for free. Feature films, if you're based in the UK, but if you're outside the UK, you can access all of the shorts for free. Each page will have two options. One option is there is a suggested donation of £5. If it's within your means, we encourage people to share the love and give us a fiver if they can. But if they cannot, there is another option to watch the film for free. Understanding that this pandemic has hit us all, not just us as a film festival, as an arts organization, but obviously the entire film industry and the entire population. So we were like, this is also our way to contribute back. And if there is someone trapped at home because they're quarantined, or if someone had a rough day at work, they know that Raindance is here and we're providing entertainment and content for free. And we've had very positive feedback from the filmmakers, producers, right holders, distributors, sales agents, because they do understand, like, being an independent festival. And the first question they ask is, but how are you going to make money? well, honestly, we're not here to make money. We're here to promote cinema. And that's exactly what we're doing. We're hoping that people will see this as a gesture, and equally they would like to offer their support and their love. However, also understand that many people have lost their jobs, have got salary pay cuts and so on. So we were, why not? This is the year to help each other.
I feel like how are you going to make money has been the question that people have asked any worker within the art field at large, not only the film industry, forever. I guess it is too. Raindance captures the spirit of film workers, and especially of independent filmmaking. And well, it sounds like it's a very rich program, David. And I thank you very much for joining us and talking with us about it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Matt, and thank you for everyone who's listening. Please visit raindance.org. You will find our new fancy player, which is hosted at cinema.raindance.org, and you'll be able to navigate on our fantastic selection that will be available from 28th of October to the 7th of November.
All right, we certainly will.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.